Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the B-Team Podcast. As always, they are live on the Jackrabbit Illustrated Facebook and Twitter. We are also live on the FCS Fans Nation YouTube, for the fans, by the fans. Beyond that, you can catch the show, if you don't catch it live, anywhere you get your favorite podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere in between. As always, the B-Team is brought to you by our title sponsor, Kubota Dealers of South Dakota. If you need a tractor, utility vehicle, construction equipment, zero-turn mowers, parts, service, and more, there's always a Kubota dealer near you with 8 locations across the great state of South Dakota. Stop in today and get yourself into some orange equipment. We would also like to take a moment to thank our segment sponsors, Culver's, Brookings and Watertown, Jackrabbit Central, and Cubby's Sports Bar and Grill. And now, B-Team Mafia, the time's arrived. Here's Ben, Chad, and Brendan.
B-Team Mafia, we are back. Thank you for joining us once again, wherever you are, however you may listening. Thanks again for joining us for whatever reason that you do. We appreciate it. Like, share, subscribe. The shares are huge for us. We never say that, but I'm just throwing it out there. That helps us a lot. But we are back. I was almost late this time. Just got back from a choir concert of my daughter's, which was fantastic, over in Garrettson. So if you got a kid in the Garrettson band or choir over there, they did a great job. So a little pie and bake sale and all that stuff too.
I don't know if I can do those lights the whole episode.
Did not take long. I wondered.
Seconds. Just second.
I mean, it's just a bit excessive.
Gute Nacht, meine
Leute. There's more that are possible.
I'm sure there are. I have them in 3 rooms in my house for my boys.
Fun hater.
I don't know. He's encouraging the fun for them. It does look like an aquarium that you like filled with booze.
Should I theme it for the Danes this week with the purple or? No,
I'm not a big fan of the purple, but the green's playing tonight.
Prefer the blue.
Yeah, I'm with the blue or the cyan. What are we feeling here?
Blue's better than the cyan, but the cyan matches your wall better.
No, you gotta go blue. Cyan.
Does this bother you? Can I just do this the whole time?
Don't do that.
I miss the curtains.
What is the Rev talking about here? Let the hate flow through. He wants us to spread some hate in this episode.
He just wants a full B team shenanigans, R rated, and cuss words and the whole works.
Just wait.
We'll see what happens.
Wait for the next matchup. Well, assuming we make it, but
I don't know. We get some of these trolls in here that the A team had to deal with.
Yeah,
I might cork off some things that'll maybe get me put in timeout for Matt. That was the gentlest thing I could think of that I put in the chat about that guy.
Are you gonna go all Jamie on us?
Yeah, I want you to hate. He wants me to. No, this would be much worse than Jamie. But anyways, the game this weekend, the tailgate,
it was windy.
Holy hell.
All of it.
Like, holy
That's
hell.
The understatement of the century.
Yes.
There you go. Man, we battened down the hatches as good as we could, but we were all just standing in the tent, like hanging on, like, please don't go. Man.
Did you listen to the Hair Raisers pod? They lost all sorts of screws and
yeah, I feel bad for those guys.
Goes flexing that much. Guys.
I guess so. I haven't lost anything on the new tent, but the old tent's missing some parts from the other day. That's why I haven't brought it. I got to try and get that thing put back together so we can have another 10 by 10, well, another 100 square foot would be nice in that tent the way things are going. Because we had some people that kind of were congregating by the door. And
yeah,
they kind of angered Phil, but they're his friends too.
If you come to tailgate, you're more than welcome to tailgate, but let people in, particularly if it's the Hair Raisers guys who are helping us with half the space. Let those guys through. Good God. So hopefully they're not too irritated by the mass of people that we do bring. But I'm just looking
up. I think
up,
for the most part, they enjoy it, but
yeah, I don't know. Let us know, guys, if you're irritated. with us.
It's looking like Friday evening will be a good tailgating, or afternoon, I guess. Starts at 1 p.m. And yes. Yeah, the weather looks great. The wind is much less. But yeah, back to the game this weekend. You know, it was a bit, it was tight for a while. And it was, there were some uncomfortable parts of the game. Mm-hmm. I think there was a point where I think they were within six, maybe mid third quarter. And it was, I think it was right before Zay ripped off his long touchdown run. Up until that point, it was a little nerve wracking. But overall, it just seemed like we could kind of keep him at arm's length unless something would go really, really wrong. But it was good to see special teams step up. We haven't really needed special teams to step up this year, but came up huge with that block punt to return for a touchdown. That was a big swing in the game. And I mean, they talk about it all the time about how big special teams are in the playoffs. And it was true. It was a huge spark because with that wind, our offense just wasn't able to do much. And you got to have plays like that.
Yeah. You know, I don't think it was a little bit of a sluggish start. I mean, the weather did not help things. I do think Luan was a little bit nervous to start uncorking passes right away when you're not certain of what that swirling wind is going to do over a distance. And, you know, I think they just had that much faith in the Hogs. And I mean, I think if you ask the Hogs, they would probably tell you they didn't have their best half either. And they came out with an attitude in the second half. And, you know, I know when it was halftime, you know, Chad and I looked at each other and went, you know what, with how they played and you're winning, I feel pretty good about this second half. You know, you felt good. And if you didn't feel good and you get that, if it's that easy for you to get nervous in this team, you got to have some faith, guys. Like, goddamn, this team hasn't lost in 29 games. I think it's 29, right? Or no, 26 straight games they haven't lost in.
Seven?
27, because 29 would be if they won the national title. So 27 straight games. If you don't have faith in this team to get through a close stretch of a game, man, I don't know. That's killer. But
yeah, I mean, but so the touchdown I was talking about, somebody mentioned the Yankee touchdown. That put us up by 8 in the mid-third quarter. But then Villanova got back within 5 early fourth quarter. And at that point, it was like, okay, like if they get a stop here and get the ball back, this is going to start to get a little nervous. That's when Zay broke off his run. It was with 12:34 left in the fourth quarter. And then we went up by 11 and held it from there. But like I said, until that point, it was a bit nerve wracking because it's like I said, I mean, you get, you know, a fumble, a tipped pass or an interception or something, and then you're down. And it's just something that we haven't seen this year. And there was a potential for it to happen, but big player made a big play and put the game away, and they couldn't do anything after that. So, I mean, it's not that I was really worried, but it was nerve wracking for a while, for sure.
That's what Chad thinks Jimmy did when he came into the locker room at halftime. No, and I'm glad just in the playoffs in general. I've enjoyed, you know, even though it made us a little nervous for a half, seeing how good these other teams that were not Missouri Valley and Big Sky teams, because to be honest, some of the arrogance, in our fans included, that people had towards these other teams, like, oh, is Furman even really that good? Well, he damn near won in Montana. I mean, you put that in Greenville, North Carolina, Furman wins that game. I don't think you can change my mind on that. I mean, we all know what impact Wagris Stadium and their crowd has, you know, and then Nova coming and showing out like they did. I mean, that I think over, you know, the wind obviously helps keep games a little closer when it limits your offense and things like that. But Villanova's easily top two, maybe three at the most teams we've played this year, as it should be in the quarterfinals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they brought it, man. They came to play.
100%.
You know, they made some plays. They made some good, great plays. And, you know, their coaches made some great calls. That drive they had with where they all of a sudden brought the screen pass out of nowhere and mm-hmm. just killed us for some big conversions.
Twice.
You just sit there and you go, that was the right call. You know, I mean, we
yeah, you got to tip your hat.
One of them is like, yep. Well done, sir. You got me. You know, exactly. What do you do?
It yeah, was, I mean, and they came in with the right attitude. You could tell they were not scared. Like they were, they came in looking to punch us in the mouth, and I think they got into our guys' heads a little bit. They were a little chippy, and then our guys started worrying about that rather than our own game. And that's what an underdog has to do. They got to take you out of your element, take you out of your game, get you into a little piss and match a little bit. And they did that, and they were successful with it. And I think Darren mentioned some execution errors, some missed blocks, and some penalties. You know, I think that's part of it, is just that, you know, they started to get a little chippy. And then the other part of that, you know, you hope it's not the case, but I think when you go into a game favored by 3 touchdowns, you kind of look past a little bit, and you kind of assume, like, when you're favored by that much, you're like, well, geez, you know, we shouldn't really have to, you know, give it everything. And it's just human nature. I mean, you can try to not do that all you want, but it gets into your head. And I think that's one of the good things about that tight game that we had, is that I think they're going to come into this game extra focused and say, okay, let's not mess around anymore. Like, we can't be going into the fourth quarter up by 5 points and having a team within striking distance that late in the game. And so that's a silver lining of this game, is that I think because it was so close, that I think our guys will come in extra focused. Not that they wouldn't have, it's a semifinal, but again, you know, we're favored by 24. And so you could get into the same kind of lulled into the same thinking that, well, you know, this team isn't going to challenge us that much, but you just can't have that attitude.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. When you say silver lining, that's tough for me, because it infers that this was a bad game by the boys. And I don't think it was a bad game when you have elements like this that limits it that much. It's tough for me to think silver lining. I think the show,
maybe
a lot
silver
of
lining is a bad word. Maybe I'm just saying, like, an extra benefit of having it be so close.
Maybe it's like last year,
we'll be a little more focused.
Just wakes them up a little bit, you know.
Right.
So,
well, you know,
it's like Mark running out and getting his first pop. It gets the juices flowing. Reminds you that not everything's going to be a cakewalk.
Because, I mean, honestly, there's a lot of grit shown in this game by the team. Like, a lot of grit. It's easy in a game like that to not pull away because of the elements and all the stuff getting thrown at you. And then all of a sudden you end up losing a game maybe you shouldn't, just because of the elements we're able to keep a team in it. So for them to sack up and make it happen, I think was a big deal.
I'll tell you one thing that was very impressive was Villanova's quarterback, as Watkins, is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, his RPO game, with the way he held that fake in there forever, to the point mm-hmm. where, like, the running back's like, well, I guess I'm going to take it. And then he would just rip it back out and say, no, I'm taking it. It messed with our linebackers. You could tell they were just frozen. They didn't know if he was handing it off or if he was going to keep it, and then if he was going to throw it. And so that RPO game is tough to defend when you have a quarterback that can run it like that. And mm-hmm. I believe wasn't he like a fifth year senior or something like that? If I remember correctly. I think he's a veteran guy that, you know, you could tell he knew what he was doing out there, man. He caused some problems, and he was making our defense think and rather than react like we normally do. So again, I mean, credit to him, credit to the plays that the coaches were calling. I mean, they called a good game and they played a good game.
Yeah. He did a really good job. A lot of times with these read option plays that you see with the quarterbacks in today's game, they are reading, but they're not running it like a triple quarterback does, where he's riding that ball down. And having played the triple in high school, this game, their quarterback was running it like a triple, to the point where you had to play. It was doing exactly what it was supposed to do to perfection, and that's make you make the wrong decision. It was making your guy he's reading make the wrong decision and then go from there. And yeah, he was phenomenal at it. Usually your read option guys out of shotgun, they don't hold the ball in there. Like you said, they're not reading and riding it out. They're making that decision quick and then running, which still can be effective because that's how effective that play can be. But when you really keep it in there like he did, boy, that makes all the difference in the world, because the running back's not supposed to know. Even the running back's not supposed to know if he's getting the ball until you pull your hands out without it. Mm-hmm. So they did a phenomenal job at that. I couldn't agree more. Zach McKinnell says, Dyshon Gales versus Brevin Easton and the SDSU O-line versus Albany's D-line is about to be must-watch TV. Completely agree. We will get there. I do want to say thank you again to our title sponsors, Kubota Dealers of South Dakota. You guys are rock stars for being our title sponsor for this whole time. And I know Matt is excited to finally get some snow at some point, I'm sure, to get to use his snowblower. That is the way God works, folks. You buy your nice orange equipment and you don't get any snow, which, let's be honest, for a lot of people around here, probably worth the investment to do that alone. However, when the snow does come, you're going to wish you had some orange equipment to help you get dug out when you're buried. And so go out, get yourself some orange equipment. There's a Kubota dealer somewhere near you with, I believe we're at 9 locations in South Dakota now. Brand new one in Yankton. I could be wrong. It might be more or less. I usually know that off the top of my head, but it's my Yankton. Brain is completely vapor locked. I know the Yankton one's new, but I don't know if I had the number of dealerships right. So my apologies there. Six. No, it's more than six. I know it's more than six. Get out of here. Get out of here. It's more than six. But anyways, get yourself
one more than it says in the intro.
One more than it says in the intro. Yeah, that's true. I probably should redo that. It is 9. Awesome. Yeah. So I was right. Hey, look at me go. They've got attachments. They've got the equipment. They've got service. The whole works. Go ahead and find yourself a orange dealer today.
Perfect. And yes, there have been a lot of good points made about the upcoming matchup against Albany, but we wanted to give the Villanova game the attention it deserved move on to that.
I know we've had 2 shows cover it already, but
this is true.
We get to talk about it here too, damn it.
Exactly.
We still get our turn.
Right. Anyway,
Paul Saylor with a great comment. If you can't buy a Kubota, do yourself a favor and make friends with a neighbor who has one. You won't regret it. Factuals. The factuals are strong in that one. I love it.
Paul, come see me at tailgating. I have your flag.
There you go. All right.
Look at us mixing business with pleasure just smoothly. Come see me for your flag.
Kevin wants to know where you're spending your Furman money. What's that?
Oh, because I bet on him. That's a different show, man. Because I took him. I was perfect this week, by the way. Perfection.
You don't know that. We're not to that segment yet.
There's only 4 this time. I remembered my picks. And
yeah,
I knew I took Furman, and I knew I took Albany, and I knew I did not take us, and I knew I took NDSU. So I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Do we have a button?
Yeah.
For this,
boom. Rev says, how did you do?
No one wants to hear your cheesy take on the Villanova game, or maybe cheese steaky is a better term.
We cheese staked them right in the heart
last night or the podcast.
With that, we'll move on from the Villanova game, I think, unless you got something else on it.
I don't know. Their fans were great. Yeah, you know, they were passionate. They were pretty cool. Compared to another fan base that comes out from Philly, I enjoyed them more. I had less dealings with them, I guess, than the blue and yellow fan base that tends to be from Philly. But I enjoyed the Villanova fans. They were pretty cool. There was the whole hubbub about cowbells. I do want to make a statement on cowbells quit snitching. How about that? Can we do that? Quit snitching on people with cowbells. There was also a Villanova fan with a cowbell, which fine. I God bless them. They were putting effort in to being noisy. And the one thing I do want to talk about is the crowd at this game. And what I say will probably surprise most people who hear me, but I was, for us to set our playoff attendance record in that weather, I mean, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I don't give a shit what Montana State fans have to say, Montana's fans have to say, NDSU fans have to say for goddamn sure, because with all your shit that you want to talk and you add $2, you'll be able to buy a Pepsi, and that's what you'll get from that. That's all that's worth. So that crowd was awesome. It was loud the entire time, every down. I mean, you could hear on the east side, you could hear the roar start because, I mean, the you guys were more protected on the west side, so everybody was over on the west side. And you could hear the roar develop as at the start of every play when we were starting. It's not the days of old when it's a small crowd and you can hear our hard hats echoing across the stadium anymore.
No,
that's not that a thing weird. Anymore.
Because that used to be easy to hear, but you can't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's how loud it is. Oh, yeah. Because it's not, we're not being quieter. I mean, we have actually probably a couple extra with us that are banging hard hats and they're shattering all over the place and all that, all the good antics that we have happen. But
no, I do
hear it.
It's a great point, and it's like, it's to the point where so many people are yelling that it's like infectious, because people, if only a few people are doing it, they're like, that guy's being kind of weird.
Yeah, you know, get a look.
Yeah, he's being loud. But then, like, if the majority of the crowd's doing it, then people are like, oh, yeah, I guess I'm supposed to yell. And then yeah. Everybody yells. So, yeah, keep that up. It was great to hear how much noise everybody was making. And let's crush that attendance record this Friday.
That'd be because, awesome.
Number one, this team deserves it. Regardless of what the weather is going to be, this team deserves to have as close to as a full stadium as we can. It's the semifinal game. It's the last home game of the year. But on top of all of that, it's going to be nice weather. So,
yes.
Get to the Dana on Friday evening. It's going to be a great time. Take the afternoon off. Come tailgate. It's going to be great.
I've got Frisco's a preposterous statement to make. Here, you want to hear the hottest, white hottest take to make?
What's that?
Especially now that we have some Montana folks trolling our posts. If the Dana is sold out for a playoff game with a playoff crowd and the playoff energy, it would rival Montana for noise.
I like that. Wow.
The volume that 10,000 is at right now is honestly absurd for how loud 10,000 people are. You make it 19,000 and, you know, maybe you'd lose some of the, because there is some extra rattle you get out of the bleachers. Like our hard hats are louder in the playoffs because there's not the weight holding the bleachers, so it reverberates and all that stuff. But man, that volume, all four deals, it would, I'm not saying it would be louder, but it would become known far and wide as cold and loud like it is there. So you need to invest in some vuvuzelas for the crowd now, really turn it up a notch. That's what got all of our cowbells banned, because NDSU fans started bringing in vuvuzelas. So that's kind of a swear word to me, Zach.
Vuvuzela or vuvuzela?
It's a vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela. Vuvuzela sounds something else. Sounds like
here's the other part of this though. Frisco isn't guaranteed. We need to show up. Yes. We need to make noise. This is a once in a lifetime chance, the way things are going with college football, to be able to watch a team like this. Not only that, it's kind of a once in a lifetime chance based on the fact that we have all these guys that have COVID years. So Matt doesn't think it's a vuvuzela, or he thinks it's a vuvuzela too, not vuvuzela.
Not a vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela sounds like something you shout in Harry Potter at Voldemort. Vuvuzela.
It might sound like a body part or something too, but who knows.
You know, I'm trying to be classy over here, and Here you are. Yeah, so the crowd was great. Italian nachos was mo better.
Mm-hmm.
Italian nachos were awesome. You know, the nicest thing I think that the people did who watched the game from Cubbies was leave when we showed up. So that was courteous of them to open up the space that they were taking up in Cubbies when they watched inside in the warm and let the people who put, you know, the teams on their back out in the stands have seats. That was very kind of them. It did make for a congested entryway, but you know what? Hey, I'd probably be a little ashamed to sit by the wind-blown people as well. I would be like, oh, I feel kind of bad about this. I could have been there. I could have been with helping these guys. But it's fine. You know, don't feel bad about it. You know, it's not like it was $10 to be there. I'm sure you didn't spend more than that at Cubbies while you're sitting there. You know, and then I'm sure it didn't feel worse seeing my 11-year-old daughter and her friend walk in who stuck out the whole game while these 25-year-old dudes are walking out. Pussies. Anyways.
Yeah, you get sand in there, it hurts.
Yeah, right. So
anyways. Yeah, presented by Cubbies, as we're telling
presented by not. Cubbies. Speaking of.
But no, the positive part of Cubbies, yes, the Italian nachos were fantastic.
I was being very positive.
I saw a lot of people having them. There's a sign right at the front saying that they are donating $2 for every Italian nachos to Alex's lemonade stand. And everybody that's had them said they're awesome. So you just have to watch out for those jalapenos. Some people are affected by those, but I thought they were delicious. I have a picture
of the sign that I'll share.
It is.
Yeah. Great radio. Get it up.
There it is.
Hey. Hey,
plenty of people. We have 111 viewers. I like it.
Look at that. Look at how fat I am. Good God.
Look how fat you are. Look at how fat I am. And my beard looks like it's completely gray when it's not.
It is. You're old.
Well, yeah, I am, but it's not that gray.
It is.
The best part is my Zubas, like with the cheap Chinese hunting boots that I have on. Like, you can't see it because of the comment. I'll take comment off maybe here.
You can't really see it.
Yeah, you can. It's tucked in almost. It looks ridiculous.
Speaking of those Italian nachos and Cubbies, one idea that's been thrown around is to hit Cubbies before the tailgate opens, which is a great idea.
Yes.
If you want to go to Cubbies at noon, grab some Italian nachos, and then head over to the tailgate at 1, fantastic idea. It sounds like the Podfather is going to be there. If we put that out there, Cubbies might just be full.
And I think they lining sold
up to see the Podfather.
I think they sold a ton of them because I was talking to Perry, and this is not a dig on Cubbies. Like, for them to whip up a new menu item that fast with that fast of a turnaround is incredible. Mm-hmm. But I think they sold a ton of them because we all had the fresh jalapenos, right, on ours, the sliced jalapenos. Ariel, when she got hers, were like pickled jalapenos from in a jar. So
I think they ran out of jalapenos.
They had so many orders, which is awesome. That is phenomenal. BT Mafia strikes again. I know dozens and like literally dozens of you who are listening showed up. So that was cool. Listen, I've been this fat. It's not sympathy weight. I wish it was, Matt. But what it actually is Brendan got a job that he does not do as much manual labor anymore. So it's a lot different going from sewer pipe fitting to fixing robots in a hospital.
In a pharmacy. So.
Yeah.
What are we
welcome to being old, bud?
Yeah,
what are we talking about here, Ron?
Ron, why do you have you put it up? He did this.
I did not put that up. I did not do that. That was Ben's.
Where did that even come from?
We were gonna sell Podfather stuff, and he's like, a Podfather blow up doll, Ron. I'm starting to get
it up. I didn't even put it up.
With why do you follow us so closely, buddy?
We love you, but not that way, bud.
Anyway,
Ben is single.
Just stop. Anyway, I was gonna show. Are you actually gonna bring the mat head this time so we can take pictures with it?
I am 100% sure I will forget it.
No, but you need to bring it.
With it being in the afternoon, I will have time to bring it up, go down and get it and bring it back.
Because the Podfather said that for every picture you take with and tweet it out, he'll donate $1 to Alex's Lemonade Stand.
I thought it was $10.
Each? That'd each. Be awesome. I think it was $1, though.
It was definitely $1. I'm kidding. Don't get me fired. But if y'all told him it was $10 every time to take a picture, it'd be pretty funny. Maybe we charge $10 to get pictures with Matt Head.
Yeah, he donates $1, and then you got to give $10, you know.
Right. Anyway, there we go.
Oh, there's the qualifier. It says up to 100, just like we did.
Up love to 100. It. Smart man. Smart man.
Thank you. Now we know it'll be there. Ariel says she's going to make sure it's there.
It's probably the correct person to bring these things to and not me.
This is true.
You're just the ideas guy, not the follow through guy.
Well, clearly. You know, I bring it eventually. Forget a thing twice and all of a sudden.
Have you brought it more times than you forgot it this year? Or is it equal?
We're equal. It's two.
We're equal. Yeah.
Hey, 500 would get me Shohei Ohtani's contract in Major League Baseball. Okay. So get out of here.
Same baseball. Oh,
Zach McKinnell might be here Friday too.
Hey, you can bring your Coach Fred too. I'll bring some clothes for him if you're bringing Coach Fred. Absolutely.
That would be awesome if he could bring
it. Gonna Coach get SI Fred. Coverage, Hero Sports coverage. I don't know about FCS Nation radio coverage. Possibly you. We'll see.
Yeah, are they?
It's a party. Ryan Williams is up to $6,500.
Sam Herder's gonna be there.
Yep.
Good. That
was a Hero Sports one. I don't know if you've gone to their website.
I have.
Jackrabbit Illustrated will be there.
Wasn't listening to you. By the way, this is just an honor production meeting, but we're going to put together a JI basket for the scholarship auction for sure.
Yes. Right, we're doing it. We're committed. I love it. Yes, absolutely.
Sid Coach
Fred. Coach Fred can bring his official visits up here and not to poach him, but like we'll talk up Alcorn State for him all he wants.
Yeah. We're gonna be like, if you guys play for Alcorn, you can have this same atmosphere. Here you go.
Yeah, except warmer. So there you go. See, we'd be good hosts. We wouldn't try to. Yeah, Northwestern Mutual added their grant. I just checked. So that is
Williams total.
Crazy exciting. I think our new game plan, now that he has a little bit more than a commanding lead, we got to get Quentin Hicks and Marky G up there. We got to get first, second, and third. I think B-Team Mafia has that power within them. So I think we need to make that happen.
It would be cool to see.
Yeah, agreed. All right, let's move on here. We got to get to the pick recap. So first off, we had the Montana game on Friday night. Montana beat Furman 35-28. Like we talked about, it was a good game. Furman put up a fight. And Montana, they scored two special teams touchdowns to get there, to get to 35 points. And so Furman, like you said, I mean, they put up a good fight. It was good to see a non-Missouri Valley, Big Sky, or even CAA team have some success in the playoffs. So shout out to Furman. They had a really good season, but Montana pulled it off there. Did not cover
here's
though.
The moral of the story. Don't kick to Big Sky returners and make them kick field goals, because they're really good at in the return game and their kicking on the other hand is tough. So that's the moral of that story. Junior Bergen was insane. The Montana's offense scored like 14 points in the actual game before overtime, which is just nutty.
Oh, that's true. One of those. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
There was only 28 regular. Yeah. So half their points in regulation were from special teams. Have you seen that video?
No.
The opening kickoff for Montana.
I was watching it on my phone from a party bus when it happened. And I'm screaming like a lunatic in the back of this bus. At our friend's wife's birthday party. Oh my god. Oh, Chad.
This It's hilarious. You're on mute,
Chad. You're still on mute. I thought it looked like you were saying something there.
I was. Yeah, I just said I could verify. You know, I'm probably better off on mute, you know.
Hey, your voice sounds better today, so that's good.
It is a little better, yeah.
Didn't have just a date last night.
Pulling up. Hang on.
My throat is less sore, so.
Here we go. I have to show this because it was amazing. Can you guys see this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, watch Furman's poor kicker try to tackle this guy.
Let's do some play-by-play. He's running down by himself.
On the 50, the 40. Oh, that guy just fell over backwards.
Turf monster got him. Monster got him real bad.
The next view is even better. Watch 83. This is why. He's watching. What do I do? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I got to do something. I'm going to get him.
Nope, you didn't keep the angle. There it is.
Oh, dude. He tried to stop and his feet felt folded over forward and he landed on the tops of his feet and skid like soccer goal style. Too good. Oh my God.
ESPN, funny. Don't sue us for showing a highlight of your video.
That's okay. Brendan podcast. Broadcast half the game the other night, so I think we're good.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times because
what's going on?
They're checking that deep into the stream for it. Well,
God bless him.
Blow me.
Does my camera look weird to you guys? It looks weird.
No, it's your face.
Oh, good.
Sorry.
Anyway, line. Moving on. Yeah, it's not just here or here so much.
It's right here.
All right. What were we talking about? We were talking about our picks. Okay. Albany took care of Idaho. That was an entertaining game. It was took forever. That was a long game. Was it over 4 hours? I think it was. It started at 9 p.m.
It went until like 1, maybe 1:30.
Yeah. So it was like a four and a half hour football game. No, it started at 9.
3.5.
No, do the math.
1. Yeah, it was 4.5. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. That was a very long game. Let's see. What else do we have here? NDSU took care of at USD. Wasn't it just too bad that game was on national TV and USD just got absolutely embarrassed?
I thought it was great.
Such a shame that happened.
It's about as good as this comment from Colby Goof.
Why?
Anyway.
What's that?
He doesn't like us. That's good. I hope he doesn't like us, but he's still watching.
Yeah. Thanks for the view, bud.
Oh, here's wow.
Hate watch me all you want, buddy. Hell yeah.
Is he an Albany fan?
Yeah, apparently.
I bet you
it's okay,
nickel.
Bud. We got some Scooby for you.
I bet you a nickel that he's a Montana fan. Easy. This is Montana fan energy all the way.
I was going to say, just by the energy, you can tell.
Yeah.
I love it.
You can tell that both brain cells are working overtime to spell.
Hey, isn't that CG? Or what was it last night? Was it CG or CD?
CB. 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 It's fine. Oh,
okay. He's probably got burners, but if we match up with Montana and Frisco, it's going to be entertaining. Yeah, Zach said it's his burner too. All right. Yeah. And then last but not least, we had SDSU took care of Villanova 23-12, did not cover. Should have known when the weather was like that it would have been tough to cover, but
I did.
Brendan went 4-0. Congratulations. I went 2-2. The computer went 2-2. Brendan is now this is impressive. I don't know that we'll ever see if we as long as we do this. You're 67-52-2.
Dude, I would have been making bank this year if I'd actually bet money.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you could have paid for that.
You remember how we started and this was fade Brendan, get rich at the start?
I remember that. Yeah, I do remember that.
Fade these nuts.
Yeah. Anyway, and we didn't start this year that well. Week 3, you went 3-8. So, it's been up and down, mostly up for you though.
Hey, this is pretty cool.
Yes, you're absolutely allowed to wear an actual bunny costume to the game for the weekend. Yes. Ask Rev. They let it in the national championship game even.
Uh-oh. Just get off my costume.
Oh, fight. No, we got to fight.
You might just have to come up here, Rev, for the game. Show them up.
Yeah, I think that's what's got to happen. We got to have a costume off. It's not headgear, Darren. He's not wearing headgear. We've talked about this. He's wearing a hot dog costume. The cheapest, worst hot dog costume I can find. He's not getting headgear.
Oh, yeah, no. God forbid he gets even. He has to go way over top. No, this is a dangerous game, my friend. Here's the deal.
Slippery slope.
You betting on myself the top this time, and then
on myself.
If I beat you next time,
it's the downward spiral.
This is gonna be awesome.
This is gonna result in one of us streaking in Frisco at some point.
One of us podcasting in our underwear on a street corner.
It's gonna go too far.
Oh yeah, and so it begins. We're gonna look back and go, you remember when we thought that the hot dog costume was bad?
No, Matt, yes. I'm not.
Yeah,
he's got to do it. Yeah, he's got to do it at the live.
That's so much better.
He's so awesome. Yes. This is a great idea. I love this.
We just talked about going too far. It's not too far.
You're already going to be there. You don't have to go anywhere.
This was.
Do you think I wouldn't wear a hot dog costume if it was on me?
You said on a street corner. I will, at the local, in front of thousands of Jackrabbit fans. We're not going there.
I'll wear the kitty cat headphones, and you have to wear the hot dog costume at the local.
For a short time during our live broadcast.
Well, I think most of the time for the live broadcast, at least half. It's not even the whole time you're at the local. It's just during the broadcast.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, fine. Not the whole time like we're there drinking, just during the broadcast.
Fine. You have to bring the kitty headphones because you haven't worn those very much.
I know, and I've offered to.
Okay.
That's more your fault than my fault, if anything.
Okay. Get it ordered then.
Yes.
Is it like an inflatable one?
Yeah. No. Yeah, like those little blow-up ones.
It's going to be a shitty little fabric one that looks terrible. It's going to... It's gonna be great.
Okay.
Maybe I'll decorate it in Christmas lights too.
There's gonna be so many pictures.
Oh, I know. I know.
It's okay. We do this every week. It's not like we have a lot of self-respect.
All right. Moving on. Be the best.
It's gonna be like a really shitty version of Lee Corso.
All right. Let's move on here. So
it's better than what my original idea to have you dress up as is. So
we've only got two games this week. The Montana NDSU game, which is on Saturday at 2:30, I believe.
Yes.
No, you
won't. That will be a very entertaining game. Interested to see if NDSU can keep rolling, honestly. I mean, they're hot right now. You can't deny that. I mean, the last five or six games, they've looked really good. Cam Miller's looking like an actual quarterback now. But it will be interesting to see how the news of Entz leaving affects them. And it'll be interesting to see if all this travel catches up to him. We talked about how similar this is to the SDSU team in 2021.
Yeah, but the travel's not the same.
Yeah, no, they don't. They didn't have to travel as much. That's for sure.
I mean,
it's not as brutal of a schedule, but going on the road that many times is tough.
Yeah.
And it wears on you, and you're slipping away from home, and it gets old.
Oh, buddy, no. You are so wrong that I have
number
to stop
60 right guard won't be able to handle the
somebody
Albany
take
line.
A screenshot wanna, and send
we'll be,
this
we'll
Mason
be clipping
I don't
that.
Think we need to
because he's going to make your mother hurt, Colby.
God.
Kibby, Kibby's him. Probably watching, and she's gonna she'll let him know.
First
for
off,
us.
Number 60 doesn't play right guard. Second off,
I think he just got the wrong side. He used to.
Well, yeah, I just wasn't gonna give him any credit. So that is here's an interesting thing. Ben, you talking about how are they gonna handle the Matt Ent's departure and stuff. Yeah. They've obviously done it well in the past. And I have a theory behind this a little bit that I wonder if they will use this as a way to judge on if they hire an internal candidate or not, because I think part of that was new pronouns are he/deli me. Are hot dogs deli me?
They're not. They're not. Anyways. But I don't know how much better he/hotdog would be.
What I was saying is I wonder if they'll use this as almost an audition to see if whoever they have internally is the one that they think is someone who can take it over. And Matt Kroll says NDSU isn't busting their ass all year to lay down now. True. I don't expect them like lay down and roll over, but yeah, they did that earlier in the year already. But also I've talked about this before. This feels that, especially that side of the bracket, but even the whole playoffs here, it feels like, it feels like last year. That's what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to. Well, my baloney has a first name. It's B-N-N-E-Y.
That's funny.
Anyways, it feels like last year's playoffs where teams that struggled came out strong the next game. Teams that hammered a team came out weak that game. So I am feeling Montana in this one in a big way, and it has nothing to do with Ents leaving or not. This will, however, there is another factor to this with Ents leaving, because watching this team for NDSU and everything like that, what was the big thing that everybody's been saying, particularly NDSU fans? They've been saying culture, culture, culture. The culture's not the same. The culture's not the same. The culture's not the same. And there's another factor in this as well that Matt brought up with a tweet is, how are these players going to feel after Ents goes and begs for money to keep guys around and begs to keep guys around from the portal that are reportedly getting these offers? How are those dudes going to feel?
Right.
Like, are they going to say, you know what? Suck it. I'm out. You know, this sort of stuff here is exactly why I don't have a problem with the portal itself. Because if coaches can do this in the middle of a playoff run, then why can't players? I'm sorry. I don't want SDSU fans do or anything like that. Obviously some of that's a culture thing, things like that, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they come out, or if they start getting hammered, they don't push it till the end. You know, it's going to be a big test of their culture, but in the end, I just have a feeling it's been the way of the playoffs last year as well. If a team struggles in their first game, or like NDSU, they struggled with Montana State. And then they come out and murder USD. Montana murders their first round opponent. Who the hell was it? Nobody terribly important. We assume they're going to win that game. Like, why am I forgetting who they played? Anyways, they blew them out. Oh yeah, they destroyed Delaware. Guess what? Really close game the next game. Weird. It's that seesaw thing in the playoffs again. We destroy our first opponent, then it's close in the quarterfinals again. Now it comes back. Now we're playing Albany. Who knows if that's going to happen that way, but I would not be shocked. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm not in this bag of overreacting because of one game. They blew out USD, who by every facet earned getting the 3 seed in the seed they had. 100%. You're an NDSU fan or an NDSU reporter, especially a reporter who talks about this stuff to people from a platform and you try to argue that NDSU should have been seeded, stop huffing paint and get a fucking brain. Jesus Christ. That is so goddamn stupid.
What reporter was that?
You want me to out him right here? Mm-hmm. Uglum. Mm. He's doing it on Twitter.
He deserves
pull your head out of your ass, dude.
Yeah, he deserves everything you just gave him.
Yeah, sorry. But
sorry that he's a Packers fan. I feel embarrassed.
He's good enough. Like, don't get me wrong. Yes, was that team good at, like, good-wise to be a good enough team to be a seed if you don't take resumes into account? Sure, absolutely. They're NDSU. But this isn't some what I feel shit. The season, like Jamie Williams said, the season matters. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Agreed.
Look, I know like the buffalo herd theory happens when you drink, but I mean, you know that's a falsehood, right? That killing off your brain cells to have the stronger ones when there's only two left, they're not strong anymore. They're overworked. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, yeah, I agree.
But anyways, what I was getting at is USD, even though they earned the three seed, when you looked at it, their point differential for wins and stuff like that, there was a reason people doubted them. Not because they're a bad team or anything like that, but a team that played the way they played and ultra slowed down the game once they got a lead and things like that, just because as it sat this year, talent-wise, couldn't just put up points and things like that. They weren't there yet, and they were very good at winning the way they did. They still, you could see they weren't a top 10 team anyways, or not that they weren't a top 10 team, but you could see that a top tier team, once they got up on them by a couple scores, it was going to get ugly fast because they didn't have the line to keep pressure off of Bowman and all that stuff. And that's what happened. It went downhill quickly. And so I don't put all this stock in there that all of a sudden NDSU is this, is the NDSU of old. They've risen from the ashes and this is the 2018 come back to life, you know, or anything like that. And I'm not saying they're bad. They're still a good team. They figured it out, but let's pump the brakes a little bit off of one game.
100%. I mean, I tweeted it out. USD was a paper tiger. They had the easiest Missouri Valley schedule that you could have. And they caught NDSU earlier in the year when NDSU wasn't rolling yet, and a lot of things went wrong for NDSU in that game. And as has been said many times, if there was five quarters in that game, NDSU would have won. So the point is that USD, they had an easy schedule. They deserve the three seed, no doubt.
Yeah.
But it showed that they were a paper tiger, that they were susceptible to a good team like NDSU. And I mean, the NDSU flat out embarrassed them on national TV, on ABC. So USD, as high as you were, you know, take it down a notch, take a seat and try again next year. But like you're saying, NDSU, I mean, if you look at, yes, they're on a roll, like I said, but if you look at who they've been beating, Montana State, I'm not saying that's not a good win, because it is a very good win to go into Bozeman. Very, very good win. Very, very good win. Having said that, they needed a blocked extra point for them to seal the win. In addition to that, Malott got hurt. Chambers was also hurt. So they were playing with their quote unquote backup quarterback that was hurt. Again, you know, some things went right for NDSU to win that game, which, you know, it just seems like they've got that horseshoe that just keeps kicking for them. And it'll be interesting to see if they can continue to have that against Montana. I just don't think that Montana's, they're the real deal. I think Montana goes in and wins this game. I think they shut down NDSU's passing offense, and I think that they do enough on Montana does enough on offense to score enough points. Their offense needs to play better than they did against Furman, though, because I think that NDSU has probably just as good of a defense as Furman did. Furman might tackle better than NDSU, but
I can't hear you, Ben.
I got him. I got
now
him.
I can hear him. Okay. You had him the whole time?
Yep.
Okay. Maybe I got a headphone issue being too close to the mic or something. I don't know.
But anyway, my point is I think Montana will win. We probably talked about this game enough. We'll pick it for on Wednesday night and Scared Money Don't Make Money. Yes, Kevin.
Furman was a good team.
Furman was the real deal.
Yeah.
100%.
The only problem is they wear purple.
I've never had a SoCon Kamikaze. I am excited to try one. Let's have one in Frisco. But yeah, we'll move on from that game and head to the SDSU Albany matchup. There were some points made earlier, but they were a long time ago. So if you have any thoughts on the Albany matchup that you made earlier, bring them back in now. We will address them because we're not going to scroll all the way back up and find them. Right. But yeah, I mean, I watched most of that Albany Idaho game, and is it Puffenberger? Poffenbarger.
Poffenbarger.
You see, which, I don't know if they have a pronunciation guide on there.
The announcer made such a stupid comment, like late in the game in an important part. He goes, I forget what he said now. He's like, funny name, big play. yeah, he's got a funny name, man, but it's just not the time for that comment.
Right.
But,
yeah, we're getting the A teams of the ESPN broadcast at this point.
Yeah, no, for sure. But he's the real deal, and he's been compared to Gronowski. He's a little younger. I think he's a sophomore, maybe.
He's a sophomore.
Yep. Which he was up for freshman of the year last year with McCoy and got second.
Yeah, second.
Yeah. I don't know if he's technically Gronowski's a sophomore too, but. or a second year sophomore, maybe you'd call him, because he's but he's got some grit to him, and he's got some talent. He's not afraid of contact. He'll fight for the extra yards, and then that he's got a connection with Brevin Easton, that he scored 3 touchdowns, and they it could be a problem. I mean, we've seen, you know, if you got a solid receiver you can throw it up to on a deep ball, you know, it'll be Zach McKinnell mentioned earlier the matchup between Gales and Easton's going to be fun to watch, because they can throw the ball around, and I think that's how you have the chance to beat SDSU, at least, is if you can hit on some deep balls, because you're not going to grind it out against us. You're not going to. I just don't see a team coming in and running the ball against us a bunch. But if you hit on some big plays and you get us into a bit of a track meet and you have some things go well, yeah. I mean, you can make a game of it, and you can make it interesting down the stretch. And so that's what they're going to have to try to do. But overall, I was impressed by Albany. I think they're a very good team, and I'm excited to see them come play.
Yeah, our tackles are going to have their hands full with those defensive ends. You know, good. Really going to have to bring their A game for that, especially if we do want to try to run outside. Smash mouth runs, like Rev says, you're going to have to do A gap smash route, a little smash mouth runs against the Danes defense.
We've got a guy for that.
We're good at that.
We got a guy for that.
That just happens to play into our hand.
You know, it's going to be a fun game. Like you said, Poffenbarger, and Matt said it in his write-up. If you haven't read the JI preview of the Danes this weekend, I highly recommend reading it. Matt does an incredible job with it, but he mentioned that Poffenbarger really has a lot of Mark in him. You can see it. If you watch him play, you're like, damn, that's what Mark would have done. If you watch, he's got a touchdown run in the game against Richmond when they're up by like 2, maybe 3 scores, and he's got a linebacker, a safety, and a corner waiting for him at the goal line, and he runs them all over. I mean, and I'm like, and you could see he was going to do it, and that is so Mark Gronowski. Mm-hmm. I mean, very, very similar in just his that X factor about him. Dude is a baller. His completion percentage, I think, is just a little lower because they love testing the deep throws. And if you guys ever listen to Hack City, Joe DeLeon and Sean Anderson, the boys, they mentioned that because having played at Rhode Island, they played at Albany. they did mention that that was the windiest, coldest place I've ever played. And before everybody jumps in that, oh, it's not South Dakota wind, it's not, you know what? It's, I bet it's close enough.
Yeah, right.
It's not going to be a team from South Carolina or Florida or whatever who's never experienced wind and cold. They do up there. Upstate New York is quite a bit further north than us. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited to have them. I do think that wearing them down is a solid plan, but we got to finish in the red zone. Part of the reason they won against Idaho, a large part of why they won in Idaho, is they forced them into long field goals and they didn't let them score touchdowns in the red zone. And that is going to be an immovable object and an unstoppable force. That's going to be a big show. You got to put touchdowns in the playoff. Field goals will lose games for you. Jump on them early, get up, you know, a score, and then lean on them, because they are eventually, it does feel like they should eventually wear out. And you want to be ahead when they wear out. You don't want to be trying to chase and letting them to drop into coverage and things like that. That'll be very important, because their turnaround for travel is tough. Getting a Friday night game is tough. Honestly, from a logistics standpoint and a fairness standpoint, it probably would have been more fair to have Montana NDSU on Friday night, because NDSU was back home in bed before 10 o'clock at night. And yeah. Montana was already at home, and the game that gets done at Eastern time, 2:30 in the morning,
right?
And they don't get home until Sunday morning, and now you're going to make them fly back probably Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know that they went home.
They did. I think they did. No, they did.
They did.
There's no. I heard they did. There was Twitter account posted video of them getting off the plane in Albany.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not I heard or anything. It's from their Twitter account. Because I'd been hearing a lot of, there was that rumor flying around that, oh, they're staying in South Dakota, which would have made sense, honestly.
Yeah.
The most difficult part for that is, were you finding training facilities to get proper treatment for the guys and things like that?
Right.
But yeah, this is a brutal turnaround for them. Huge advantage for SDSU. And I'm sure they're not going to say, they won't use an excuse, and you know, their fans will say, you're blowing it out of proportion, not a huge deal, and all that jazz. But it late in the game, that can matter, especially when you're faced with a running back like Isaiah Davis, and they don't appear to have quite the defensive line depth that SDSU has. So there's that. But as always, this section is presented to you by Culver's of Brookings and Watertown. USD's facilities are open. Yes, they are. USD doesn't have a Culver's down there, do they? Good.
No, nope, that's because they suck.
They wouldn't. Good.
Vermilion doesn't deserve one. anyways, they'd do worse things than burgle curds to a Culver's. So Culver's stay in classy areas. So we'll have Culver's, and you know, if you're not getting the Italian nachos, get yourself some Culver's if you want to, or if you do eat the, you know, I'll say I get the Italian nachos, then on the way home, snag some Culver's on the way home. Be a great snack on the drive home if they're still open. I don't know. I think they close at like 10:30, 11 o'clock. So maybe we need to check the hours. There, it might be too late after the game's done. But get yourself a Butterburger.
5-hour game.
Maybe. Have you tried to get out of our parking lot?
Yeah, some of us get hungry too.
It went pretty well last game for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, when there's only 10,000 of us, it's a lot easier.
This is true.
Half the amount, as they say, a better brand of beef makes a Butterburger better. So let's get you some Butterburgers. Or
did you practice that?
No, I've heard that since I was like,
he's from Wisconsin.
No, I know. Bud. I know, but we haven't said it all year.
No. I've literally been saying that since I was a child. That was like the most repeatable commercial ever. Well, a better brand of beef makes a Butterburger better.
Not sure why you waited until now, because they're a sponsor of ours.
The first time he said it.
Because they don't really use that anymore. No, I don't know. We're
Curd-burgering
and all that
stuff. They use what? Fresh Tastes Better or something?
Yeah. Something like that.
So I looked it up.
Should have stuck with the OG.
I looked it up, and lat long, we're at 44 degrees north, and Albany's at 42.6. So that's roughly about 100 and some miles north.
Boom,
just for the people that were really concerned. because we kept talking about it. It's not that much.
I appreciate you checking our accuracy of geography, of all things. We don't fact check anything else, but our geography better be straight, damn it.
You know, I was curious. The distance between a degree of longitude north to south, you know, it changes as you go from the equator closer to the north, so it gets smaller, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
and this is correct, is geography by Chad.
Brought to you by Cardboard in Your Hat and Garage Time.
And Garage Time, yeah. Well, we've entered Garage Time, I think so. Thanks Jackrabbit Central for sponsoring Garage Time. You can't get your Garage Time gear there, but you sure can get the best Jackrabbit gear available at Jackrabbit Central. And if you go online right now, you can get 15% off because it's Touchdown Tuesday, thanks to another Jackrabbit win. And if you're a season ticket holder, you can stack that with your season ticket holder 10% discount for a total of 25. So thanks to Jackrabbit Central. We all have been buying our gear there for a long time. Got some extra gear there this year, and great place to get the gear.
We're here for Zach. We're just Blue Blood says he learned more just now than his freshman year in college.
I hope Blue Bloods is able to have a drink with us this time, because I know he's a pro. Awesome. But I got a feeling he won't be able to, so that's sad. But that would be great.
Maybe after.
Are we going out after? Yeah,
I mean,
my pregnant wife would be thrilled tailgating from 1 o'clock at night and then at a game until 9 outside. And then she's going to be like, oh, dude, I would love for me and your daughter to wait for you while you go downtown to Cubbies or something.
I mean, I could drag you
What if I give you a ride home?
Yeah, one of us can drag you home.
Ariel?
Dubious. Possibly Ariel? You.
I'm not. This was.
He's
honey,
not asking for it.
I want to be on record that I didn't even ask for this, so I don't get thrown in a wood chipper over this one. I'm just putting that into the world now.
You don't get out that easy, man. You're changing diapers. Wood chippers too easy.
Ariel's not that strong. You're bigger than her. She can't throw you in.
If I'm sleeping and then she doses me with something, sure she could.
She'd have to chop you up to throw you.
Leverage is an incredible thing.
Let's be honest, you're a big sumbitch. I don't know that I can.
My bed is tall enough that she could roll me down into a wood chipper.
She's got that.
Our bed is absurdly tall.
Yeah. Jim wants to know what the picture on the wall is. I think he knows, but we should show it again just for funsies.
He just wants to see Brendan try and hang it up again. That's what he wants.
God, that's a good picture.
God, we didn't say he couldn't.
We're putting. We just need a photocopy of that. Is going into the basket that goes to the scholarship.
This actual one would go into the basket.
Yeah, sure. Yes. It'd be signed by Brendan and the Podfather himself.
You know, I'm all about frivolous waste of money. Should we get a JI billboard with this on it? Should this be on a full size billboard on I-29 somewhere with Jackrabbit Illustrated Podcast?
I really think that money would be better served going to Alex's lemonade stand.
I don't know if you noticed the frivolous part, Chad.
How much does it cost?
I don't know. In Sioux Falls,
enough we're in, right?
Like, in Sioux Falls, they're like $1,200.
That's a lot.
So if you pick somewhere like in the middle of nowhere, we can look into this.
Do we have an in?
I have a brother-in-law that works for Lamar.
Nice.
This is a good start.
This is a good start.
That's not a good start. It's just crooked.
Nice. You did it. Yeah, that's perfect. Leave it right there. All right.
Oh.
Darren wants to chip in for the billboard.
Yes.
Elton's in. Rev's in.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Million. Oh, my God. That'd be epic.
A picture Garage of that. That picture. And it says, we own you. and then Photoshop a coyote's face onto that, and then Jackrabbit Illustrated. Heads would literally explode.
Oh my God, that would make the news for sure.
It would genuinely make the news more than they bring us up.
I like it. Yeah, QR code for the lemonade stand and the billboard in the corner. Now we're advertising for childhood cancer. This is a great idea.
No one's showing the game. You have to come to the game to watch it.
Don't say it that way.
Advertising for childhood cancer. Yeah. It's a cure.
For childhood cancer. It's great. What the hell?
For the cure.
Hey kids, have you ever heard of cancer? God.
We've already got 6 or 7 people willing to throw $100 in. We're pretty close to our goal here.
Michael Otamendi is asking for any good sports bars showing the game in Sioux Falls or Flandreau.
He's joking.
The best sports bar I know of to watch the game is in Brookings. It seats about 19,000 people. They have the biggest screen in South Dakota.
They do.
To watch the game on. Yep. And a hell of a sound system. The atmosphere is second to none. It feels like you're at the game. It's incredible.
And the beer's bar priced.
They don't have a liquor license, so it's just beer. But I mean, they got nachos and burgers and stuff like that. So that's where I would recommend. It's a hell of a place. It's the Dana or something. Mm-hmm. You'll find it. It's on Google.
Just south of Jackrabbit Book Club.
North.
Google Maps.
Yeah.
North. Yeah. Sorry.
Look up Jackrabbit Book Club. It's just north.
Yeah, we'll get you some cheap beers before you head into the bar.
Michael, I appreciate you.
Game with us. Yeah.
That was a good setup. He got me. He said he's kidding. He's coming.
Nice.
Good. He's the one wearing the bunny suit.
Thank you. That's right. He said he's wearing the bunny suit. I'm an idiot.
Well, we knew that already.
Guaranteed playlist.
We do kind of have our own screen. It's done by us, which is pretty sweet. Tony Hummel coming from Wyoming. Shout out to him.
I'm
sure somebody else made it, but I got a feeling he's got to be up there for the longest, but I know he's not the longest.
Rabid made it from Texas, but
Rabid probably is the furthest. Rabid, you're my boy.
Good
I know he's listening. He's a stud. Great to see him. I love seeing him every time. I just know him as Rabid. I know he's told me his name a dozen times.
Thing.
And I always call him Rabid because he's a legend, man.
He is
a forum legend, which everybody else listening is going to be like, God, you guys are nerds. But that's how we all met. So first off, suck it.
I kind of met you through your wife, oddly enough.
Right. Technically, I met you before that.
Yeah, technically.
Technically.
Zach, no, there's no snow in the forecast. However, things can change. But game time temperature is 34 degrees with a 27 degree wind chill, which is not bad. By the end of the game, it'll be like 21 degree wind chill. So less than 10 mile an hour wind. So yeah, all in all, pretty goddamn good weather.
Well, we're really close to $1.15. Who's what's the over under on us making it?
I think we can.
We're not going to make there.
We can.
Didn't Jim already say it? I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if
he did. He did. He was done 4 minutes ago. Join us on Wednesday night. We'll be on Scare Money, Don't Make Money. It'll probably be an abbreviated version as we only have 2 games to preview. But...
Don't worry. Ben will be able to figure out 4 more segments to add in. So it's an hour long. You're like, what about this week? Sure. Why not?
It's for the fans, man. It's for the fans. All right. As Jim says, as we always say, go big, go blue,
go Jacks.
Go Jacks.
We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. We would also like to once again thank our sponsors, the Kubota Dealers of South Dakota, Culver's of Brookings and Watertown, Jackrabbit Central, and Colby Sports Bar and Grill. And as always, Go Jack.